My favourite shop to go into would have to be a flower shop. The smells and the sights of all those lovely blooms always lifts my spirits, even if all I can really afford to buy is a modest bunch of daffodils or something. How about a florist, though, that not only sells a bit of happiness in a bunch of flowers, but has a broader social purpose as well? Social entrepreneur Nipuni Wijewakrima is behind Gigi Flowers. This is a family-run florist in Canberra that employs people with special needs. Gigi Flowers is a business that was motivated, firstly, by personal reasons for Nipuni and her family. So Nipuni, tell us what was behind setting up this socially sustainable florist.
Hi, Amanda. It was my beautiful little sister, Gayana, who is 18 and just happens to have Down syndrome. My family and I knew that we wanted to ensure that she had meaningful employment for years to come. So we built a florist.
So, in setting up this as a family business then, I mean, before that, what or in prospect, what work or work experience opportunities were available for your sister?
So in Australia, there are 4.8 million people living with a disability, and of those 4.8 million, 27% have employment, which means that 73% of Australians living with a disability are unemployed and therefore welfare dependent. My family and I didn't want Gayana to kind of be on that welfare dependent poverty line, because there are really a fundamental lack of meaningful employment opportunities available to them. And, you know, especially after school, we wanted her to have something to do after the school day, but also now. Today is her last school day at school in college, so next year she'll be able to come into full-time employment in the business.
And that's also led you to employing other people with special needs as well in the business?
Yeah, that's correct. So we have employed over 11 people with special needs. We actually started the florist in our bathroom, and I'm really proud to say we've moved to the garden shed. So you can really say we're killing it. But yeah, we have, from that garden shed, we have employed 11 people with special needs, but also delivered thousands of bouquets all around Canberra.
Well, generally, Nipuni, I think there is a lot more awareness and acceptance these days around disabilities, people with disabilities. But I'm also sure that that's not always the case. What's your observation of how people can respond negatively to your sister?
Yeah, look, it can go either way. People can be so inclusive and so accepting of her, but also they can be really awful and really mean. And we see that in the schoolyard, but we also see that, you know, at the shops. Sometimes I talk about a story about how I was at the shopping mall and the grocery store, and someone was getting really impatient because I met Gayana use the self-serve checkouts, and she was getting so impatient, and she asked us if we could hurry up, and to which I replied and said, look, I'm really sorry, but I'm teaching my sister how to use the self-serve checkout. And she said to me in a very, very snarky way, can't you just bring her back at another time? And I kind of was like, well, no, I can't. There's not exactly a disability hour. And also we have to be a little bit more inclusive. Like it was a Sunday night. I don't know what she possibly could have been for such a rush for. But at the same token, I think that's where a business like ours has a really important aspect in our community, and it has an important role. And that is to teach inclusion and to teach patience and to teach acceptance and all that.
Well, Gayana is in the studio with you, and in a moment I'm going to have a chat to her. But first of all, Nipuni, just tell me what are some of the most significant ways that you've seen Gayana grow through working in the florist business?
Yeah, look, Gayana, anyone that knows a person with Down syndrome will know that they're very affectionate, they're very fun-loving, and they're very easygoing. Gayana is exactly that. But the business has really taught her, interpersonal skills, public speaking, and it's also taught her to have a purpose. She kind of is seen as an inspiration amongst the community of people with disabilities and special needs, because she's kind of getting out there and doing it. And, you know, one flower at a time, every flower that she delivers, she's kind of breaking down those boundaries in her very special way and giving a hug or a high five or something with all her deliveries.
Okay. Well, Gayana, if I could say hello to you. Hi.
Hi, it's Gianna.
Can you, Gianna, please share with us what you do say to customers when you deliver the flowers?
Deliver my flowers. Hi, it's Gianna. But the girl gives me a big hug.
Oh, you give him a big hug?
Yeah.
Napuni, the florist business is very much a family affair, and, you know, obviously it's been terrific for your sister to get work there, but that's not the long-term goal for Gianna, I think. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, we obviously started the business for Gianna, and we did it for the sole purpose of providing her with something to do. And the fact that we've actually, my family and I have gone on to employ 11 people with special needs, they're all paid at award wages, and they deliver gift hampers and flowers around, you know, Canberra and Australia, is kind of a little testament to the hard work that we put in. But by the same token, you know, we're not silly. We know that Gianna probably doesn't want to work with her mum and her sisters all day. Every day. So it's about sharing that opportunity. We will put her into other employment and she'll get to do other stuff with her spare time. And then we'll be able to provide increased employment to other people with special needs. So we're really sharing the love around.
All right. So now coming into the Christmas season, what are you and Gianna busy doing?
So we haven't probably, well, I haven't, Gianna has. We haven't slept in a little while, but we have this beautiful aspect of our florist business, which is gift hampers. They're socially conscious gift hampers. All items are procured by social enterprises around Australia and then packed by my team of people with special needs in Canberra, and then we courier it nationally. So we are hitting the corporate gift market and delivering big gift hampers to all the corporates that need to give it to their clients and staff and all that. So we're busily doing that, but always welcoming new customers, of course.
And do you think, I mean, in employing Gianna and other people with special needs, I mean, are you seeing a shift when it comes to, you know, thinking about inclusiveness across your local community?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, in a place like Canberra, social entrepreneurship, especially when we started, we didn't even know what social entrepreneurship was. And
Canberra, but you did it anyway.
We did it anyway. We just kind of saw a problem and we needed to fix it. That's how it started for us. And I think for us, it's all about you know, being able to break down those barriers slowly but surely, but then showing them that, you know, we're just one Australian family that we had a problem and we fixed it, and we did that by being innovative, and we did that by now we're able to then provide employment for a lot of other people. And so for us, it's been a kind of a full circle exercise, but also obviously it's about Gianna and her welfare and her well-being and her future. And because welfare reliance for her is not something that my parents ever wanted for her or any of my sisters. And we're proud to be able to do that for her and her friends.
Well, making a difference, one bunch of flowers and one Christmas hamper at a time. Napuni Wijewakrima and her sister Gianna. Their family business in Canberra is a socially sustainable florist employing people who have special needs, very much about promoting inclusion. Napuna and Gianna, it's great to speak with you both. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gianna.
So thank you.
Thank you.
And I'd be interested to hear from you too. Where you can is supporting ethically and socially sustainable businesses and projects, something you try to do, you know, whether that's through a florist like we just heard about, or maybe buying locally made fashion that upcycles old fabrics, or through, I don't know, your local cafe so that a person who's homeless can also get a cup of coffee. Post a message on the Life Matters Facebook page. I'm Amanda Smith, and this is Life Matters.